The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Siôn Forbes and Ellie Gibbons from Wetton Park Blades. Siôn, we start with you. When you look at Prem 1, there are some really strong teams in there.
Season's been awesome. I think it's just been a build of a couple of years, and there's some fearsome teams in Prem 1 especially, and there's some formidable teams like Oldham who have a legacy in this league. So we're all delighted to have the season that we've had, and we've been building and transitioning as a club over the last couple of years. So yeah, it's been great.
And how did you start? A couple of wins in a row, surely?
Yeah, I think we took the league by surprise. I think just we started really with intent, and we knew that we wanted to finish in the top two. Actually, was our aim this season. So I think we came third last season, second the season before, and we knew we could do it with this group. So yeah, first wins on the bounce. We all got a bit hungry and wanted some more after that.
Clearly I'm no coach, because in the fantasy netball league I'm bottom, but what kind of a coach are you? Because is it just a game at a time?
I think that's one to ask Ellie, but I'd say I'm definitely a person-centred coach, and I really like building a bit of culture. And I think especially in this league, it's 18 grueling games, so much travel, we have to be there for each other. So this year especially, we definitely wanted to have a little bit more of like value-based approach week on week, especially with all the girls. We travel miles every week just to play netball for each other. So yeah, definitely person-centred approach and keeping the girls on track when they need to.
Ellie, what's she like as a coach?
Right. Yeah, no, I think, you know, not just this season, I think it's definitely like a reflection. It's been a long time coming, I think, and there's, you know, there's so much more than just us players, and the coaching group is such a wider effort. And I think, you know, it's been such a long process. Coaching wise, we have had something called our Red Brick Road, which has very much led us to where we are now. But yeah, I think it's, you know, it is taking one step at a time and looking at one game at a time, but with that kind of long-term goal definitely in our minds. There's been a lot of like mathematics en route home from games where we're like, this and this and this. So yeah, luckily the maths has been maths then, and gone in our favour this time.
And do you only really notice the likes of Oldham in the latter rounds, or are you keeping an eye on them from the very start?
I honestly just think we're really kind of focused on ourselves mostly. I think we've had a real belief this year that we can win it for ourselves, and obviously you do keep an eye on other results, but I think we've very much been focused on what's happening, you know, internally, and if we do our job well, then we'll be fine. We don't need to rely on what is happening with anyone else, and it just so happens that has been the case now. And we go into our last game, our last home game, which hopefully we'll be able to share that with lots of our fans and also with the people that have supported us all season, with a bit more of being able to take a bit of a deep breath, because yeah, hopefully the trophy will be there on that day, and we can't do anything to mess it up. So it'll be nice to have a nice way to round off the season for sure.
Siôn, what's the general standard like of Prem at the minute? I mean, we've got Super League, ex-Super League players in there, next-gen players in there, and Ellie, you're in there with Mia alongside as well, so almost back to how a lot of people started.
Yeah, I just had this conversation yesterday actually, in another netball environment, shock there, just how this league really does compare with it's such a high standard, and like you say, you've got such a plethora of athletes, from those in their beginning of their journey, those trying to break through into NSL, and those that have been in NSL and got that experience. And you only have to look at our stats this season to show how hard it is to win this league and how hard it is to win a game. And we were talking yesterday in comparison to over in Australia, and I know that's a massive comparison, but they have their leagues over there similar to ours, and how important this league is in being able to develop those youngsters, those still want to learn, like Ellie, and staff and clubs around us that want to raise the standard of netball still in this country. So it's such an important league, and it is a really, really tough league for various reasons. So yeah, we're really proud to be part of it.
Is there something that you've taught each other?
I can go first. I was just going to say, you can definitely teach an old dog new tricks. And I think you've got such, like Shona said, such a mix of like youth and experience, and some of us like edging towards the end of kind of netballing life. But actually, we're all treated the same, and it's very much like we're all still learning. And yeah, I think it's that shared value of we can always be better together. And I think it would be quite easy for maybe a coach to just think, you know, I'm going to focus on the people, the younger girls, but actually we all feel so valued. So yeah, I'd say I've been taught that, yeah, you're still learning, absolutely, even more so than before. But yeah, go on, Shona.
That's very nice, isn't it? I guess Ellie in particular is, so Jan Crabtree is the coach who coaches alongside me. She's an absolute legend. And we've both talked about how Ellie has continued to remind us and teach us about performance standards. There isn't a game where Ellie doesn't put 200,000,000% in. And she is the most accountable person I've ever met on court, especially in that goal attack position. She's forever putting up those shots. She doesn't shy away from anything. And I think she's reminded us of that this year, especially in Prem 1, how important that position is in order to win the league. So yeah, Ellie has definitely done that, and that definitely resides across the group of her ability to do that and shine and lift our team in those tricky moments where we're trying to push away.
Super League maybe gets all the headlines, but could England be doing much more to highlight the Prem instead as well, instead of maybe a page of just the results and the table?
Yeah, no, I would definitely agree. I think actually what people don't see is the support behind the scenes that clubs like us get. You know, there are, I think, thinking back to maybe when I first started Prem like 10 odd years ago, it feels so different now. And I think we're lucky because our venue is incredible and teams love coming to play against us because it just feels really professional. You know, there's actual TV cameras. So the quality of the stream you then get on England Netball TV is almost better than some of the Super League games, I think. So I think, yes, it kind of just shows like the level that you can be at. And there is a variance between obviously venues and stuff and people do the best they can, but it does show like what you can kind of get to production wise. But we are really lucky to be supported by, you know, the students at Solent as well that give up their time for things like analysis, photography, comms. We have like an MC on site. It's just a great experience, absolutely. And that is kind of all supported by England Netball for sure.
I've got a 50th anniversary mug somewhere. I just wondered, do you know if it's worth anything?
Bring it on the 29th and we'll put some champagne in there for you, Andy.
Oh, great. And finally, obviously, just opportunities to join. Would they open soon? Or, Ellie, I mean, it's just important about getting next generation, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really exciting thing, is it's always been an amazing club, but I think when you can back that up with a national title, it really does start to attract all kinds of players really that maybe want to join that journey. But yeah, if you have a look on our social media pages, all of the dates for trials for the next 26-27 season are already out. So yeah, we'd love to see you come and join the Blades family.
Joanna and Ellie, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.